escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the rock and roll flight to 10 o'clock with Stephanie Regal. What do we got coming up, Stephanie? We got some Led Zeppelin and some Van Halen.
AC/DC.
Yeah, yes, there you go. Some AC/DC coming up by request from Baton Rouge. You know,
all
Stephanie,
right.
if you're ever going to do an investigative piece,
right?
Those requests, not so much.
They're
not,
fake.
Not so
they're
much.
They're fake. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. Sometimes.
Another myth shattered.
Yeah, there you go. I respect your work immensely. You know that you're a very talented journalist. Let's talk about the latest when it comes to the bankruptcy case with the Archdiocese and this picture that is with your story at NOLA.com. You know, look, a still picture can be taken at any time, but I don't know where that was taken, but there aren't a lot of people at that mass at all. Do you know, and I don't mean to catch you flat-footed here, but is attendance down? Is attendance down at churches? In
well, so we took that picture, and it is down very much in some churches, but not in all. We took that at one of the parishes that was slated for closure like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And it was, I want to say St. James Major. I can't, I mean Gentilly, but we had gone there because they were trying to keep the parish open. And then, you know, it ended up merging with several others in the area because that is one of the areas that's lost population and has seen attendance decline. It was just coincidental that our photographer went there on a Sunday and was like, whoa, there was nobody here. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense that you would close a church that has, you know, that few people at 11 o'clock on a Sunday. That's not the picture across the diocese, but it is in some. And, you know, that's a related issue of why some of these churches have closed in recent years.
So let's talk about the latest in the bankruptcy case.
Right. And so last week we got a more clear picture of where some of the funds will, well, where all of the money will come from to fund this proposed settlement that would go to abuse survivors if the plan is ultimately confirmed, if they vote for it. And what we reported and broke the story was that $60 million of what would ultimately be a $180 million settlement would come from 120 or so parishes and charitable organizations like Catholic Charities and Lazarus House and Second Harvest Food Bank and such like that. Amond, Archbishop Gregory Amond, had told people and the parishioners about a year and a half ago in a letter that we didn't initially think we were going to need your money to fund an ultimate settlement to resolve this case, but now it's looking like we will. And so now the size of that figure has come clear. You know, it's early. The plan is not confirmed yet. If it is confirmed later this fall, which would happen sometime by October, then the parishes will have to put up this money, and in fairly short order, because the money needs to be on the table before the plan goes into effect, which would be December 30th under the current timeline that the judge is working on.
So when you say parishes, where does that money come from? Is that from collections? Do parishes have money on hand? I don't understand the way the accounting...
The accounting in the church is very Byzantine, and the amount of money parishes have individually varies across the board. Just to back up for a second, the archdiocese, the administrative entity that has a lot of real estate, but not all of it, that controls sort of the whole Roman Catholic Church locally, is the entity in bankruptcy. They would contribute $65 million in cash towards this settlement. But the parishes have not been in bankruptcy, even though some of them have a lot of exposure legally and claims against them in this case, right?
But that's not part of this. They have abuse cases against the parishes individually that are not part of this archdiocesan bankruptcy case. Am I understanding that right or not?
They had not filed bankruptcy. As part of this proposed settlement,
let me ask it this way, Stephanie. If they have St. Thomas Tucker Church, okay, and there were priests there that abused, I shouldn't use my name, but if there were priests there that abused kids, are any parishes themselves facing liability separate and distinct from the archdiocese?
They are, and that is why they are putting up money towards a settlement in the long run to ultimately shield them from future lawsuits and liability, because that's the way it works in bankruptcy, right? They have not been debtors in the case up till now, but they will be if this plan is confirmed. They will file a 48-hour bankruptcy, all as one entity, and then in return put up $60 million of their own money. And you asked a minute ago where it comes from. It could come from anything. It could come from parish reserves in the case of a wealthier parish that has basically a savings account. It could come from a special campaign. It could come from one wealthy donor who writes a $700,000 check to cover parish, you know, Parish X's required, contribution. The church, I don't think the archdiocese, let me clarify, I don't think is going to tell us exactly how it intends to tap the parishioners or the individual parishes. From a, you know, sort of canon law theological perspective, they see this all as one big family and everybody has to contribute to, you know, bring about closure and healing in this horrible incident. So that's kind of where it stands at the minute.
Yeah, we're one big family, but you draw the distinction between the church and the archdiocese because it seems as though, as part of the one big family, you know, mom and daddy church in Rome, they got assets like you wouldn't believe, so I don't know why people here would have to put up their money. I understand the legalities of this. I'm just talking about the canon law. We're one big family part of it. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. 822 Traffic Now, WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A27, more Van Halen, Jordan Fiegel for Stephanie Regal. There you go. We're talking about the settlement. She's a business writer at TimesPicayuneNola.com. Stephanie, when it comes to the settlement, and the is it an assessment to parishes? Because as it is, each parish has to kick up a certain amount each week to the archdiocese, do they not?
They do, and that's another really sort of Byzantine aspect of church finances. Yes, parishes contribute to the archdiocese every week, but the archdiocese has also funded a lot of parishes over the years, the ones that struggle. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother issue that would be fun to delve into or to explain. But with respect to this particular settlement, if it is approved by 2/3 of the abuse survivors and other creditors that also have claims in the case, then the parishes will be, you pick the word you want, required, assessed, asked to give up a certain amount by,
equally,
like I said, the end of the year. No, it will not be equal, and it will be based on, excuse me, what they are able to afford. And I don't know how we determine what, you know, how much they can be stretched. I will tell you that in the case of the Diocese of Buffalo, for instance, you know, parishes that have X amount in their reserves are required, we're told earlier this summer that they're required to, you know, pony up like 75% of their unrestricted cash by a certain deadline. Parishes that were, you know, below a certain point only had to put up 10%. That plan has gotten pushback from some parishes that were already slated for closure because of low attendance and poor finances, and they still were told they had to contribute something. So it did not go over well in Buffalo, and there's now litigation over that that is working its way through the New York State court system. So we'll see how that resolves.
So,
I'm looking
up the net worth of the Catholic Church here. It's said to be about 70 billion plus. I thought it was more than that, actually. They could, if they wanted to, write a check for this and take the parishioners off the hook, take the archdiocese off the hook, right?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's that
simple.
I don't think it's that simple. Okay. And I'm not going to weigh in on that. And you've got these cases all over the country and all over the world. Mm. I mean, why they haven't written a check and made them all go away, I don't know. But
well, yeah, you could say go away. Thank you, Stephanie Regal. I appreciate your time. I do, as always. You could say make it go away or do the right thing and compensate the people that they wronged. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on in Texas right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:45, quarter till 9. I remember when I was in high school back in the 90s. 2, 3, 4. I can remember seeing in the civics book gerrymander and learning about the term and seeing the picture of the district as it was drawn and being surprised that it went back to 1812 in Massachusetts. The Boston Gazette was the first to issue a cartoon and call it gerrymandering when it comes to manipulating districts, which is kind of what's going on in Texas today, or maybe that's what they're trying to avoid doing. Justin Buechler joins us now, an associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. For people that, you know, I get texts from somebody every morning that is all riled up about what's going on in Texas and thinks it's something new. Talk about the history, as I was for a moment ago, of gerrymandering, please, and how it is not anything new in this country at all.
Well, sure. I mean, if you actually want to go back to Massachusetts, it goes back to Governor Elbridge Gerry, and the family pronunciation was Gerry. So if we wanted to go back that far, we would pronounce it gerrymandering, and I always tell my students that. But it really does go back pretty far.
Where does the mander part from? Because I think that's interesting as well.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
The mander part?
Yeah, the Nander part. So the observation is there was a district that a cartoonist looked at and said, this district looks like a salamander. Mm-hmm. And it was drawn by Governor Elbridge Gerry. So it's not a salamander, it's a gerrymander.
And that was in 1812, just to be clear for people listening, that was in 1812.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the origin of the term. And it's come to mean the process of drawing district lines for any kind of political purpose or advantage. And there are a lot of ways to do it. There's a long history to this. The basic issue for partisanship is that the primary determinant of vote choice is partisanship. And that means that if you give one party a disproportionate advantage in one district, that party is going to win the district. And the thing that you can do if you're drawing district lines in a sneaky way is a strategy called a pack and crack, which means that you take your opponent's partisan voters and you pack them really inefficiently into a small number of districts. And then you give yourself a relatively efficient majority in as many districts as you can, cracking the rest of the opposing party's voters. So you take the opposing party's voters and you put them into like 80% majority districts in as few districts as they can fit. And then you give yourself a thin majority, like 60% majority, in as many districts as you can create. And you give yourself as many districts as you can possibly win. And that's how you create what's called a partisan gerrymander. And there's a long history of this.
Let's talk about the law and what the law says, because we're talking about state legislators or state legislatures, either way, that design these districts that determine federal representation, correct?
Correct. So as far as what the law says, the Constitution doesn't really say much of anything. Basically, what the Constitution says is that each state gets a number of representatives to the House of Representatives based on population. And it wasn't even really until a couple of Supreme Court cases in the 1960s that the Supreme Court said that House districts had to be of equal population. So there were a couple of court cases beginning with Baker v. Carr that ruled that House districts had to have equal population. Before that, you would have wild disproportionalities in district population. But basically, the only real constitutional requirement so that districts have to have equal population, and we do that according to the census, and then they have to be, the technical term is contiguous, which means you have to be able to get from any part of a district to any part of a district without leaving the district unless there's an actual literal island.
That's so as a result of the Supreme Court ruling in this. When was that?
No. So the equal population requirement is from a Supreme Court ruling called Baker v. Carr. Okay. And that was about 60 years ago.
Gotcha.
And contiguity has always been a requirement. Other than that, you can basically do whatever you want. So we had a couple of court cases that bubbled up into the system a few years ago in which some plaintiffs tried to get the Supreme Court to rule that a partisan gerrymander was unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court refused to say that a partisan gerrymander was unconstitutional. So as long as districts have equal population and they are contiguous, you can do whatever you want.
Let me take a break. I want to talk about timing on this in Texas when we come back. We're talking about what's happening in Texas with legislators heading to Ohio to avoid voting. Then now New York and other states are saying, well, California, Missouri, if they're going to do it, then we're going to do it. And this is going on. The census happens every 10 years. This is 2025. It's called mid-decade redraws. I don't know how often those occur or not, but we'll continue to talk with Justin Buechler when we come back, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, 851 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. We're talking about what's 857, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about what's going on in Texas with Justin Buechler, our friend, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. So, Professor, I'm a golfer, okay, so I go by the rules, and I even raise my child that way. It's like, well, these are the rules, and they have consequences, so you can either play by the rules or not. Is the legislature in Texas playing by the rules?
Well, in a sense, everybody is playing by the worst rules available. And that includes the Republicans and Democrats, because it is technically within the rules to redraw the lines within the decade. You're allowed to do that. It's not against the rules, but it's also technically not against the rules you can leave the state and deny a quorum and thus shut the legislature down. That's kind of within the rules, too.
And to be clear, this started as a special session to address the flood, correct? And then Governor Abbott said, while we're here, let's go ahead and, right? He made the call for the session. Am I wrong there or not?
Yeah, and that was sort of at the urging of President Trump, and they figured that they might be able to get five more seats for the U.S. House of Representatives. And I'll note that Texas did this before. I mean, Texas is actually the state that got this started in the same way. So, I mean, Hollywood does remakes. Texas is doing a remake, because in 2003, for the first time in a long time, Republicans got control of the legislature, which they had not had for a long time. Because of the Democratic South. And they tried to do a mid-decade redistricting. Democrats did not have the votes to defeat the plan, so the Democrats in the state legislature fled the state to try to stop the redistricting plan. It didn't work then. It's probably not going to work now, but we've seen this exact sequence of events play out in Texas. And Texas's attempt to do that was what started this I guess we could call it a fad now. And we're seeing it again. So in a sense, it's within the rules for Republicans to do what they're doing. And Democrats are trying to deny a quorum because the quorum is also a rule. So
a flood in Texas could ultimately change the political future of the entire country. Accurate?
Yeah, it's possible.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We're in the hurricane season. We come back. We're talking about some testing an LSU professor has done with a wind tunnel to help maybe fortify houses against future storms.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.